You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Wednesday, April 19th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. It's just the beginning in Chicago. A rare conservative win from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Netflix ends a service and a serious breach of security at the White House. It's all coming up, and then Bill will be here with your message of the day. First, yesterday we talked about this mob of young people in Chicago who just took over Millennium Park. And there's a viral video you may have seen of a 20-year-old white woman and her significant other of some kind, a 22-year-old black man. They were out shopping, and they were going to go get something to eat. They turned the corner and just came into this massive mob of young people. Someone shoved her, and the man said, "Who shoved her?" And then the mob attacked. She said, "They said they were going to kill us." They turned around and started fighting. Luckily, their injuries weren't too serious. They were robbed of everything on them, including their shoes. But I share this story because of a Good Samaritan couple who saw them lying on the ground. This couple took them to their home, gave them shoes, and then drove them to the hospital. The Good Samaritan woman said that she was talking to the desk sergeant at a police station, and the police officer said, quote, "This is going to keep happening because Brandon Johnson got elected." That floored me. Brandon Johnson, the new mayor of Chicago. One of the grand Green New Deal dreams of the left is to ban your gas appliances. They're doing it here in California. In many cities, including my city of San Diego, no new construction is allowed to have any gas appliances. And soon, all gas appliances will have to be removed from your own house. Fortunately, a unanimous decision by the U.S. Court of Appeals, the Ninth Circuit, said cities can't do this. Worth knowing that Trump actually turned the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals into a conservative court. Weird, right? But know that this is not the end. The left in D.C. wants to ban your gas appliances, so vote accordingly. Netflix announced that they are ending their DVD mail service. What? What year is this? Do they still do that? Netflix started sending out DVDs in 1998. Do you know what the first movie was that they shipped out? Ooh, little trivia. I'll tell you in a second. They started streaming in 2007. Do you remember in 2011, they said they were going to split the streaming and the mailing into two separate companies and everyone freaked out? And now here we are, and I didn't even know they still do the mailing. The first DVD they mailed out in 1998, Beetlejuice. Serious breach at the White House yesterday. The Secret Service sprung into action when a toddler squeezed through the security fence and set off all the alarms. Imagine being the parents and you turn your head for a second and your kid ends up on the other side of the fence. The Secret Service spokesperson said, "We were going to wait until he learned to talk to question him, but instead his parents gave him a timeout." Bill, with your message of the day, next.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/BILL.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Wednesday, President Biden's reaction to the shooting in Alabama was predictable. Gun laws will stop the carnage, but Republicans oppose. Same song, different day. Mr. Biden and other liberal Americans really don't care about gun violence because if they did, there is a large reality to be confronted. The mass shooting at an Alabama Sweet 16 party was an African-American event. In fact, gun violence in America is now being driven by young males who are disproportionately black. Why? And what is the Biden administration doing about black-on-black violence? The answer is nada, to use a Spanish word. Why again? Because the left has designated African-American crime a no-fly zone. Back to guns. The right is looking away as well, but it's different. The loon who gunned down 13 innocent people in Louisville bought an AR rifle a few days prior to his murder spree. If the state of Kentucky had a law requiring mandatory training before a heavy weapon is acquired, the guy could not have done what he did, at least in the short term. But millions of Americans want no gun restrictions at all. Gun violence will always be a part of America, unfortunately. But we can diminish the deadly problem with discipline and common sense. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. All right, let's get to the mail. Kathy, concierge member, direct access to me. Thank you, Kathy. Could it be said that Dominion and all the other lawsuits against Fox and Newsmax are actively trying to shut down conservative viewpoints? If they are successful, the only viewpoints that will be heard are liberal and woke. Dominion wants money. They want money. I mean, they're no fans of Fox, but that's the primary motivator. Mark. It's such an injustice that Fox is being roasted in the media and now hurt financially through the courts for allegedly doing something the other mainstream media outlets do 10 times worse. Whataboutism doesn't cut it, Mark. If Fox did something wrong, and it looks like they did, okay, you have to pay the price. Whataboutism, you're right. The others are hypocrites. We know that. But you just can't dismiss. Donna, concierge member. Thank you, Donna. I'm very interested in the trial. Will Fox News cover it? No. They're not going to. They haven't covered it up to this point in any meaningful way, and I don't believe they'll cover it. Deborah, the liberal media wants Fox completely gone. Then the evil rhetoric the liberal media is spewing will become truth. Certainly that is in play. There's no doubt about it. Rob Cunleaf, Westfield, New Jersey. Hypothetically, if Fox loses in court, could the door be open for defamation lawsuits against the left-wing news networks? Yeah, you could sue if you want, but you'll lose unless you can show damages and malice and all of that. Plus, you better have $10 million to pay the attorneys. I mean, that's the system. Neil Watko, Crested Butte, Colorado. Beautiful town, Neil. Bill, please advise if Donald Trump is mandated to attend the future Republican debates. No. To attend, but he wants to attend. He's going to go after his competition. In a moment, something you might not know.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With Heirloom Seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to ArcSeedKits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code PODCAST. That's ARKSeedKits.com, promo code PODCAST. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. ArcSeedKits.com.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might Not know. 72 years ago, President Harry Truman fired General Douglas MacArthur for his controversial command of the Korean War. The dismissal caused an outcry from the American public and a global scandal. Here is the story. MacArthur became a national celebrity during the Second World War. He was regarded as a capable warrior, but did lose several key battles against the Japanese. 5 years after World War II, in June 1950, 100,000 communist troops invaded South Korea from China. President Truman intervened. The United Nations formally approved America's involvement, General MacArthur as commander of all UN forces. By 1951, hundreds of thousands of Red Chinese soldiers had entered the fight. In retaliation, the general wanted to carpet bomb Beijing. His threat nearly started another world war. Enraged by that scenario, Truman stepped in. In April 1951, the president sacked MacArthur. Said Truman, quote, "I fired him because he wouldn't respect the authority of the president. I didn't fire him because he was a dumb son of a bitch, although he was. But that's not against the law for generals. If it was, three-quarters of them would be in jail," unquote. And here's something else you might not know. MacArthur returned to the USA a national hero. Parades were held in his honor, and he was invited to speak before Congress. He received widespread public adulation and considered running for president in 1952. That election was ultimately won by another general from World War II, Dwight Eisenhower. Douglas MacArthur remained in the public arena for the rest of his life. He worked with Eisenhower, then President Kennedy. He died at Walter Reed Medical Center on April 5, 1964, at the age of 84. For more incredible stories about Douglas MacArthur and his quest to vanquish the Empire of Japan, please check out my book, Killing the Rising Sun. Back after this. Spring is the perfect time to make smart financial moves like getting life insurance to protect your family. Did you know that 46% of Americans expect to leave behind debt? Policy Genius Life Insurance can cover those debts like mortgages, credit cards, car loans, college costs. In our Smart Life segment, understand that life insurance gets pricier with age and work coverage may fall short. Policy Genius simplifies by comparing quotes from top companies and ensuring unbiased advice. Their award-winning agents are ready to assist. So don't wait. Spring into action and secure your family's future. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 a year for $1 million of coverage. Head to policygenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes. That's policygenius.com. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.